What's going on, guys? Welcome to the FPT Podcast, episode number 98, recorded live on September 26, 2016. I, of course, am the hostess with the mostest, Jern. And with me, I have... I'm going to switch it up, because I know he's just waiting for it. We'll go to Lucas first.
Hey!
And then Jordan!
Hey.
And then, of course...
Hey.
How do you like that, Burn? Fuck you.
I had a face ready and everything.
Yeah, I know. You usually go second, but not today, man. Not today.
Well, as long as I'm second in your heart or whatever, fuck, I don't care.
Okay. How's everybody doing? Lucas? No, wait, Lucas. Oh, No. Jordan, how are you?
All right.
Tell me how you're doing, Jordan.
Wow.
I'm good. It's been a busy week. Yeah. I was on call last week, which sucked, so I just had to, like, forcibly stay home all day.
That sounds like my life.
Every day? Yeah, it was kind of boring.
Except no one forces me to stay here.
Michelle does.
Brian, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. You were late today again.
Well, yeah, I had to work.
And eat a Crunchwrap.
Yeah.
And then, of course...
So this week I was spending my whole weekend with my brother, and I hate you. I hate you.
God damn it, John.
I gotta get through it.
Okay, so this week my brother is home.
Lucas,
we went to an Indians game.
Lucas,
and it was great.
How was your week?
How many more times do you actually have to do that before you actually feel like an idiot?
Do you know how long I've been on the internet and how much stupid shit I've done on the internet?
Don't fuck you, Lucas. How was your week?
So, my brother was home this weekend. We went to an Indians game last Friday. They won. They kicked White Sox ass, and then they lost the next two games to them, so that was cool, but whatever. But they're playing right now, and if they win tonight, then they clinch the division for the playoffs. So, which is pretty awesome.
Ay.
Note to self, never take John to a baseball game.
I just need a kazoo and I'm good to go.
Or not. How about
Jesus.
No?
And yeah, just hung out all weekend with family and stuff. And yeah.
That sounds lovely. I'm glad we actually got like a full thing out of you.
Yeah, you know, it'd be better if there wasn't any kazoos though, but you know.
But would it be better? See, better is so subjective, you know.
Brian?
My week was pretty good. Just a lot of work. That's been the big thing. A lot of WoW, a lot of work.
Did you clinch the division?
That's how pimps work. No. I guess something
Neither
good happened.
Neither did I, actually.
I think the sports happened yesterday, I guess. People at work were really excited about, I think, the Browns.
Yeah, football, but yeah, they still lost.
Yeah, which is not...
I mean, do the Browns
for the
have the Browns ever won?
Yes.
Yes, just not this season yet.
How many games have they played this season?
Three.
I have a story to tell, if you'd like to hear.
I have a quick one first.
Oh, sorry, Jordan, you go.
I'm undefeated in my fantasy league at work, and that's like $800 on the line, so I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said that.
We're gonna get like two more weeks. How much longer do you have, Jordan?
It's
14.
It's a long season.
So
as long as I make the playoffs, I don't care how many I win or lose. As long as I get to the playoffs, and then it's like balls to the wall at that point.
We are slowly gonna hear Jordan get more and like more excited, and then one is just gonna come in and be like, "Fuck you,
dude." Even if I just get third place to get my money back, I'm happy.
Hopefully, you do at least get third place.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, John, might as well go full circle. How was your fucking week?
My week was fine. Absolutely fine. I tried to... Well, here's a little behind the scenes for people. I've recorded, I think, two Front Page Tech episodes that have not made it out to the public. When I say record two Front Page Tech episodes, I mean two halves of Front Page Tech episodes.
So one full one?
Yeah, I can't stop fucking gagging.
Oh, the talky throw-up thing.
Yeah, I like so this... We talked about it last week, I think, but at some point, probably over a year ago, I just had this thing on the show where I couldn't talk without gagging. Just a thing that fucking happens, I don't know. a doctor told me that it was like stress levels and vocal cords were like enlarged, but I'm good now. Like, I'm not stressed out and
not was stress on your vocal cords, not life.
No, it was life. It was still some reaction to, I don't fucking care. He probably lied to my face is what happened, but
he probably didn't fucking know. He's like, I don't know. Fucking talk less.
Yeah. He's like, you having a tough time there, bud? Yeah. Oh yeah. It explains it. It's stress.
It's just life, baby.
In other words, he had no fucking idea. So I don't know what it is, but, today I recorded for 2 hours for like a 7-minute episode, but it happened. The episode's out. I got through it with
it was out of focus, right?
Fuck you! I want to kill myself. Like, so I filmed for 2 hours, and any other time, if something was wrong, editing wise or footage wise with the show, I would redo it because that's just the kind of asshole I am. I would have to redo it. But after I filmed for 2 hours and gagged and almost threw up several times, I just put the episode out. I can't help it. But I went through half a pack of gum.
Jesus.
That's what helps?
I mean, I read on the internet that peppermint helps. And
drink your hot tea again. Didn't that work a lot?
But when I did that, I held the cup, and I don't want to hold the cup.
Well, just put the cup down.
I have like...
What the fuck?
See, here's my problem.
Just put the cup down.
Here's my problem. When I the more I drink, so after every take, I'd have to like moisten my throats and have
gargle.
After I would drink something, I would just fill myself up with liquid, and then that's what I would throw up inevitably. So,
well, just gargle.
It's a mess. Either way,
are answers to all of your problems so far.
I've been chewing gum, and it worked. The episode was out of focus. That is,
it was fine.
Yeah. The reason the episode was out of focus was because I left it in manual focus mode from Hardwired.
Oh, speaking of that, we launched
da, da,
it.
Da, da.
Yeah, we did. We launched Hardwired, Brian. Overall,
John?
Reaction pretty good.
Yeah, I like it.
I made
it.
A neon sign.
People at the work liked it too.
Say what?
I showed it to the peoples at the work.
What did
they
say?
And they were like, cool.
That's good. That's always a solid reaction.
Yeah,
cool.
It's fun.
Question mark?
Yeah, Lucas.
This might hurt John's little heart, but it's the first time I've been very excited about making videos in a long time. So
why would it hurt my little heart?
I don't know, because I hate you.
Oh, good. Lucas made the intro, so
which was really good,
clap
Lucas.
For intro.
Applause.
I just said everyone clap for intro. Everyone clap for Lucas.
I mean, hey, look, John. Look.
Look.
I have a little bit more After Effects experience with you, but like, listen. All I did was follow directions.
Which John cannot do. So good job, Lucas.
Either way, it came out really, really nice. Brian, are you glad that we finally have something to show for it? We've been talking
about
it forever. Did it come out better or worse than you expected?
It was one of those things where, like, you get it all the fucking time, but you record something and you're like, well, that was good, but I guess we'll have to wait until the full thing to see how the editing fixes all the weirdness and, like, you know, like, see, like, the full thing, like, and how it's going to flow.
Yeah.
Right.
So in that regard, yeah, it came out, like, perfect. Like, I'm very happy with
That's what I was worried about. So, I mean, we had the intro decided on for the
most
part.
You were worried about the format. Is that what you're saying?
Right, yeah. Like,
yeah, and this was also the first time we've ever done a review, really. So.
Right. When Brian and I filmed it, that was my problem, was I had no visual representation of how the show was going to end up looking like or feel like or how it was going to flow. I couldn't even really tell how long it was going to be. I think I told Brian it'd probably be around 5 minutes.
It was like 3 minutes and 20 seconds or something.
Yeah, and we caught a couple. Can I try again? I cut a couple things out just to make things make more sense. Uh-huh. But I mean, still, it wasn't that long. Now that we know exactly how the format goes and what the style is and how it looks, I think it'll be easier to film. But it was one of those things where we just had no idea until we were done with it. But I
to be honest, as far as like first attempts go, like that did not take long at all in comparison to other videos we've done.
I mean, yeah, I would say
that was like nothing.
Well, it took about like, I mean, the span of a day to film completely.
Yeah.
We filmed.
But that included the writing of everything. We figured out how to frame it. Right.
And
you know,
I
like.
Would say, I mean,
yeah,
I,
it's
and B-roll entirely.
I tried to go to sleep that night and I couldn't until I started the edit because I was just my brain was
thinking
like,
about
oh God,
it,
what
yeah.
if it's shitty? So I started editing and then yeah. Saw that it was going well and then I finished it the next day. But that was pretty much
well,
it.
Yeah, I think like with the regular show, the way you do it nowadays, John, is it's not so much scripted. You kind of go up there with like,
right.
Well, I'm sure you think some things through like, oh, I'm going to do this joke. But like most of the time, it's kind of just ad lib.
Right.
I mean, you kind of have to say what the news is and then kinda. Play off of that. However, but like with the review, it's got to be a lot different. Like. This is and this is what we found out.
Plus writing it really helped us because then when we went back and did B-roll, we could do it. We filmed in order. I
yeah,
got
that
edited
was really
in
smart.
Order. I edited yeah. from the script, and it was nice.
Like somehow, it ended up perfect the first time. I think we're probably fucked the second time it comes around. Honestly, like the next one we're gonna do is gonna take 3 fucking weeks. Then the show's gonna be canceled. So,
well, I mean,
enjoy a while last, John.
We have a few companies lined up. I had Brainwaves. Lucas is wearing a set of Brainwaves headphones right now. Sent some headphones today that I actually I really like them. Brian, I think you'll like them too. Who knows when that when that review is going to come out? Yeah, the HM2s. I don't know when that review is going to come out, but
HM2.
Honestly, I would. So we were previously sent the HM9s, which are like the high end, quote unquote, high end Brainwaves headphones.
Or the 5.
HM9s. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Don't yeah. spoil the video, John.
Says.
Jesus.
either way, they're very... I think they're more comfortable. Of course, that's me. Who knows?
Yeah.
Brian will be like, these are shitty.
Well, I got a big fucking head, so...
Right.
so we'll see.
So yeah, overall, good response to Hardwired. We're filming again this week, right?
Yeah. Awesome. Wednesday.
Wednesday, so... What? Looking like it'll be pushed out Saturday.
Like a baby. Again. Oh, you know what? Speaking of pushing out, I have a story to tell, and I want to forget about it, because I'll forget about it. So, I think I ended up messaging
can
you,
Can I say
John.
Something real quick?
Go ahead.
I don't like how this started.
oh. So, I think I messaged you at some point.
Somebody have a baby?
No.
Okay.
And whenever I messaged you, I told you, like, I have a story to tell you. Oh, yep. I said, I have such a story for the pood, and you said, oh, God, what happened? And then I said,
"That's how we fucking talk."
Words.
Like, yeah. if some-
no. That's how you talk.
No,
Ryan
it happens
the same
I do
way.
It too. Yeah, I fully admit because I said it happened when I got off work, but it involved a gas station. And then John sent a gif of fucking Batman, and then I said, "Bama."
Okay, so I guess I am really yeah. following.
So you're
up on
you're
that
alone
whole,
in a sea of idiots.
The whole podcast dad thing, or whatever.
So I got off work. And I went to go get gas. It was
wait,
like 9.
Wait, real quick. I don't want to just let this slide because I really like that, Lucas.
We said it last week.
I know, but like I would have never remembered it, but then you mentioned it. And I really do like Podcast Dad. I like it. So let's keep
okay.
it. Let's keep it.
I like it.
From right, now well, on, everyone go tweet Lucas, hashtag Podcast Dad. And I'll be
we'll
happy.
Podcast
we'll make,
Dad.
We'll make it a future t-shirt.
That's there
what
we go.
Wink.
Wink. Go ahead, Brian.
So
I just cut to myself scratching my balls.
Fucking professional.
I was scratching my balls and I pressed the wrong button and cut to myself.
This is more important. I just gotten off gotten off of work and I needed gas. So it was like 9:30 or so and I drive down to this gas station. Nothing weird with the gas station. It's very normal, you know. And I get in and I'm looking at snacks because I'm kind of hungry. Grab a bag of jalapeno kettle chips. I'm really excited about it. And I'm standing in line just waiting.
As you should be.
And then the cashier is like really animated and just happy to like to be alive.
Okay.
Like every customer he gets, he's like, "How you doing tonight, man?" And he like goes into like a conversation with him, you know.
Okay.
And the guy in front of me.
That sounds like the kind of place I avoid.
Yeah, the guy in front of me is like covered in like grease and dirt and shit, and like long like scraggly hair. He's not old. He's just dirty. And he's got like really big boots and stuff on. Like he clearly has been working or is homeless. I can't really tell.
One
so,
of the two.
I mean, I assume he's buying gas. He probably at least lives in his car. So anyway, he gets up to him and the guy goes, "Hey, how you doing, man? How's your night?" And the guy goes, he pauses. He goes, "You know, fucking shitty." And he goes into a thing. He's like, man, I have had to poop all fucking day. And he's like, I've been working. I haven't had a chance to shit since 6 a.m. And it's like 9:30 p.m. And I'm just like sitting there like, whoa. Like, this took a turn. I'm like really interested now. And he's like, man, I'm not even kidding. I'm turtle heading right now. He's like, and the dude's like, why didn't you use like a porta potty or something new construction? He's like, man, you ever been in a porta potty? They are sweaty, greasy, and hot. He's like, I am not putting myself through that. I will wait till I get home. I got a 6-minute car ride. I will be home. I will poop. And then I'm just like, I'm like, you know, cracking up at this point. And no fucking joke. This is why I told John I had to tell him a story.
Oh, no, Brian, no.
The guy turns around.
Speaking of popping out.
No, what? No. Turns around and he goes, you find something funny, son? I'm like, dude, no, you're really telling the story well. And he's like,
this is amazing.
He's like, this is not a joke. I need to shit. And I'm just like, no, you're good, dude. You're like, I'm not making funny. It's just funny. You got to understand, it's funny. And he's like, no, I don't think it's funny at all. You know what? He just pays and he's like, I'm leaving. You know, I'm going to go poop. Like, it's fucking. And I just fucking bought my chips and bought my gas. And when the guy asked me how my night was, I told him, not that bad. And then we both had a laugh and I left. That was the weirdest public interaction I think I've ever had.
What?
It was so awkward.
So,
because like I thought this guy was about to get into, like, you know, whenever you like you get in like a pseudo confrontational situation, you feel like blood pressure go up and you get like a tingle. You know, like you might have to yell or something. You know what I mean? Like, there might be an altercation.
Yell.exe.
Right. There might be like raised voices or like, you know, when something gets in your face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I kind of had that, but it was like confused. I was like, I can't tell if he's actually mad at me or he's making fun of it. Or it's like it's a big joke.
Anyway.
So I was like trying not to offend him. It was like really awkward.
It's like, so, no, man, I'm not making fun of you. And then the other part of Brian's like, I'm gonna kick the shit out of you.
Well, part of it was like, am I gonna have to fight this man in a gas station? Like, it was bizarre. Let's just say that. So that was I've been waiting since like I think Thursday to tell you this fucking story. So it was
a
good one.
That's amazing. Jordan.
Yes.
I have a plan in motion.
Okay.
And you will be receiving something, I believe, next week?
Jordan, because I'm in on it.
Uh-oh.
But you're not.
How do you feel about helicopters?
Helicopters are awesome.
Okay. How do you feel about those mixed with animals?
That sounds fun.
Okay. Then you're going to have a great time.
Why are you sending things to Jordan?
Because I got kazoos.
Oh.
But seriously, John, since I'm not in on it, can you tell me what it is via an external source like Facebook?
Yeah.
Because I want to be in on the joke.
I'll do it right now and I'll cut to your reaction.
Okay. I'll be ready to read it.
Yep. Okay. Jordan, tell us a story while I send this.
It's going to be like a 2 fucking seconds.
Tell me a bedtime story.
So this past weekend, I did a little bit of a photo shoot, kind of. Is Emily's...
What?
Emily's cousin needed more senior pictures. I took some.
Oh.
So kind of like a little bit of a preface. When we were in Florida in like June, I took some of her senior pictures because she's doing like a season kind of thing, like throughout the year, couple pictures from each season. Good idea. So I took some in Florida for like summer, and then they came here to Morgantown to get fall shots. So about halfway through, I'm taking pictures with my camera, and I needed to change the batteries on my speed light. I changed the batteries, and it no longer turns on.
Oh.
It's dead. And I think the batteries I took out, because I don't use this thing very often, and maybe it was a bad idea to leave the batteries in for weeks and months at a time, maybe. But I pulled them out, and I had some battery acid.
And oh, some, God.
Jesus.
But what's weird is it was working until I put new batteries in it because the batteries died. Put new batteries in it, stopped working. And that sucks because, like, speed lights are like $300-$400. And, right. Like, I absolutely need speed lights because I have the Nikon D3000, which is old and kind of sucks. I don't want to say it sucks, but it does suck, like, especially in low light. Like,
it was the camera that you've had for, like, quite a while
since
now?
Since I was a junior in high school. So it's about almost eight years old now, I think. Like, I've been talking about getting a new camera body for a long time because I want a new camera body.
Yeah.
But it's like, it was unanimously online, people consider the D3000 Nikon's worst DSLR body ever made. Its ISO speeds are shit. It's really bad in low light. Its autofocus is pretty slow. It's okay. And it was a good entry level camera at the time. And the lenses it came with were decent. So then I up my game and I bought a Speedlight like a year or two after I bought the camera. So this thing's like 5 years old. My pictures, the quality like jumped like exponentially with a Speedlight. Just proper lighting makes a huge difference. And I was like, well, instead of spending like $1,700 on a new body, I was like, I'll get some nice lenses eventually instead of buying a body. But now I think I need to buy a new Speedlight. So that sucks. Nikon helped me out.
And we come to the point of the talk.
Well, I was just about to say, are we all at agreeing levels that Nikon is terrible?
I prefer Canon, so.
I'd say Nikon isn't great for video, but I mean, the photos that Jordan has taken are like great. Now, I don't know why you thought they suck.
I've always, because we sell a bunch of cameras and stuff at work.
Right at the truck stop.
Yeah. How would you describe Nikon as a company? Like, let's say you compared them to Canon. What would you say?
Are you asking me?
Anybody, really. Let's say Jordan, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Like, that's kind of hard to say because they're both really good. But what I find odd is, like, I don't see a whole lot of people actually using Nikon. Like, I'm talking DSLR. Like,
yeah, yeah.
They both make other awesome cameras. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just, I find it odd that, like, I don't see more people using Nikon, like, commercially.
Well, I think this is what happened. So, specifically, just if I'm thinking about YouTube, for some reason, everybody has in their heads that the best camera you can get for video is DSLR. And to an extent, that can kind of work if you know what you're doing. But that is
that's a big one.
That's really skyrocketed everything for Canon. Like, they put a focus on video, and that changed everything for them. Now, like, at any YouTube convention, just at VidCon, they had this massive Canon booth where they were showing off all these cameras. And it's just like how the Blue Yeti is like the thing to get. You hear all your favorite YouTubers talking about the Blue Yeti. So that's how everyone has a fucking Blue Yeti.
Yeah.
That's sort of what happened with Canon. Just everyone uses them. And now everyone gets a T3i.
I would say Canon is more mainstream, more like popular.
True. Yeah. And like,
and that goes a long way.
I've kind of came to the conclusion, like, I haven't messed with a whole lot of Canon stuff, but just from what I've kind of like gathered from opinions online, from actual like photographers, not talking about video, photographers, is like, Canon is way better at video. Like, people hate Nikon for video. Like, it's really not that good. But Canon, I think camera makes a superior lens for sure compared to Nikon lenses. Nikon lenses are still good, but like, and I've heard that like Nikon bodies, like, their user interface, just the body itself, is better than a Canon body. But it's like the whole lens department kind of overruns a body. Because, like, a lens is going to make a picture way better than a body will. So I see why people pick Canon, just because their lenses are really nice. And they're not that expensive, you know, at least compared to, like, if you're going to get, like, not Tamron, but the other...
Red.
It starts with an S, not, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to say Sigma. Psycho?
It is a Sigma.
Psycho?
No.
That's a watch.
That starts with a P.
It's a Sigma.
No, it's not Sigma
lenses. No. Hold up.
Maybe it is Sigma. I think Sigma lenses.
Go ahead, Brian.
Nope, never mind.
Well, I thought you were going to fuck with us.
I was going to say Leica. But they do make cameras, but
oh yeah.
I thought you were just gonna fuck with us.
No. Sigma. I was trying. Sigma. I was thinking Sigma. Sigma and Pentax.
I was trying.
Sigma. That's what I get for trying. Fuck you.
I started playing
Batman?
Yeah, the second episode for the Telltale
series. You said you started playing, you fucking finished it in like the first couple hours. Like, you just destroyed it immediately, right?
Ryan, you take the fun out of so many things I want to say.
I did what? What did I ruin?
The lead up to the fact that I finished it. I wasn't going to break the news that I have a problem here
on
the podcast.
You have a problem. You just played a video game for like 3 hours.
I didn't expect it to end so quickly. Why do they do that?
Because they make them every month.
If you guys are Batman fans, you have to play this game. It's cool for a couple reasons. Number one, because you get to make choices and do things as Bruce Wayne or as Batman, and then your choices reflect the whole gameplay. That's cool, whatever. But this is a whole new story. Like, everything you think you know about Batman is just kind of flipped over. His origin story, flipped over. And it's awesome. They just kind of, they take all the aspects of the story and the origin story and just kind of do their own thing with it, which is why I really like this series. And I'm very upset that I play the whole thing in 2 hours and then I have to wait another month or two. That
like,
takes my balls.
Whenever you told me like you were downloading it, it's always so funny to watch John get excited about video games. Because it's like seeing a unicorn.
It doesn't happen much.
Like, it's so rare.
Right.
Like, it's not just like somebody like, oh, it's a new whatever. It's just like, he like forgets they exist. And then all of a sudden, it's like the most excited thing. I've never seen John more excited than about Batman video games. Like, that's just like the end of it, I guess.
Well,
it's
cool because the story is completely different. And the plot is good. And it surprises you. So if you're a Batman fan, you need to go.
And
play.
See, this is why I told you this before, and you say no, Brian. You like these Telltale video games, and they make a lot of series. And even though you don't fucking care for the Walking Dead show, their Telltale games are awesome.
They are.
I might have to download it.
Like, nothing from the show is the same. It's completely its own story, and it's by the same fucking people. So you should expect good things.
They make so many. Like, I really, really want to play the Minecraft one just because it looks so awesome.
I guess I was never really that big into Minecraft like you guys.
Well, you just gave the point to John that even though you don't like the Walking Dead show, the game is awesome.
Well, but that one seems slight. Like, I love zombies in general. So, I mean, even though I'm not a big fan of the show.
Oh, my God.
The Minecraft one seems slightly more like about the games to me. You know what I mean? Like, it feels more about Minecraft.
So you can let John bitch about the Walking Dead one then, right?
Well, shit.
I got you. It's like the first time I got you on one of your arguments.
Yeah, I'll give it to you, Jordan. Go ahead. Go ahead, John. Complain. Go ahead and bitch.
I wish I had a kazoo, too.
No. You've already beaten me down. What was that?
You know what's like, really tough for me with these kazoos? With headphones on, I
keeping yourself alive.
Fucking idea what I'm playing.
It's okay, we don't either.
I can't hear the tone of the kazoo. I just feel the vibrations and I gotta guess.
But you know, there's a Game of Thrones one that I think I played for a little bit.
I've heard
maybe
that one wasn't very good.
I played
good.
That on my phone for a while.
And then there's I want to play the Borderlands one too because I love the Borderlands story, even though I only played the first game. And
yeah.
I bought Borderlands 2 and I never played it. And I think I bought prequel and I never played it.
I always really wanted to get into Borderlands, but the game's always like I wanted like an RPG shooter, but it never felt like that to me. It always felt too like goofy.
It is interesting. So, I really like the first one though.
It never clicked. Yeah, the first one is really it was probably my favorite of the ones I've played.
Somebody's shaming. It's Lucas. He's shaming.
I can't tell what he's shaming,
have
though.
To shame, shake the bell.
Call back.
Oh, jeez. Nice.
Do you know what number the episode was, Lucas?
No, I don't care.
Number... fuck you.
That's sad. Really,
I don't know. Probably like... What would it be now? Probably like 88? Probably 88, 87, 88.
Here's one, if you can get it, Lucas. What was the episode where John and I reviewed coffee?
63.
That would have been like...
like
I wanted to say like 30, maybe?
Yeah.
Five.
Let's see if I could find it. That'd be on YouTube, wouldn't
there's,
it?
There's so no. many... Let's brainstorm.
Okay.
So there's stuff that we've made, Brian.
Uh-huh.
Way older stuff that is... fucking gold that no one will ever see now.
Like those couple of shows we always talk about.
Yeah, like there's stuff from earlier on when no one was watching us that now the new audience, like you can't expect them to go back and look through all of our old stuff. And some of that yeah. stuff is so funny. I wish there was a good way of showing people that.
What was my first guess about Tap the Shame, Shake the Bell?
80,
I forget.
I think I said 87 or 88, but it was 87.
Damn, too good.
Oh my god, it's gonna take so long to.
Like for Jesus. One, Brian, I started a playlist called FPT Rewind, where I re-uploaded one of the shows. It was the show that the first show you hosted.
Oh Jesus!
So maybe, I don't know if we can.
What was that?
The
I don't even remember.
Mel Gibson facts and Steve Jobs death checker.
That was gold. That was a good episode.
And dude, the people loved it.
Yeah.
So there's got to be a good way to upload old shows that won't confuse people. Because I don't want anyone giving me fucking. I just don't want people giving me shit where they're like, "Dude, that is so last year."
Then why don't you fucking put in the name like Retro FPT or something?
I put fucking FPT Rewind.
I like that.
Yeah, that was good.
I remember for April Fool's one year, Brian.
Uh-huh.
So we had already been doing the green screen stuff, right? The format of the show, I don't remember what it looked like, but it was different.
Uh-huh.
For April Fool's, we were like, let's upload a really old episode.
Oh, and not tell anybody.
And see the reaction. So we uploaded really a super bad. Old show, and people were like, oh, I really like this. Like this new style.
They're like, I really like the new style.
Fuck, how did you not? First of all, no, the style's awful. Lying to
that
me.
That wouldn't
bullshit.
get by now because we have a lot more like active viewers.
Yeah, and secondly, how do you not notice that the news is completely off?
Right.
I mean, when like, to be honest, I probably wouldn't notice because I don't keep up with news really. So,
but
like,
I just feel like there's some things that are common sense. Like if I say, oh, yeah, iOS 6.8 has been released, there would be a red flag
somewhere.
That's a
weird way to say 10.1. Huh.
I don't know. It is what it is. I wanna show people that stuff. And there's old podcasts that are great that no one will ever hear or listen
Finding
to.
The
like
box.
The coffee cast.
Number 32.
Damn, that was early.
So wait, what did we say? We said like...
You said 30-something. I said 35.
I said 63. Yeah. I was off.
Yeah, John, you don't fucking know.
Even close. That was a good episode, geez. Too.
That was a shitty day.
If you're a new listener or a new watcher or something like that, it's first time hanging out, Brian and I did a podcast. What number was it, Lucas?
32. How'd you find it, Lucas?
FPT Network.
Archives. So,
which we only have video podcasts like officially published back to 57.
Oh, interesting.
So we started doing them for the sponsors at like 20, but
yeah,
we never actually
recorded.
We didn't republish them for the public until 57.
Brian and
I think
Brian went out to a bunch of places.
I can tell my goddamn story because it was a shitty time.
I can.
It was all rainy, and I had to go drive around a bunch of gas stations to get fucking coffee. And every fucking place, you order coffee differently, and they wouldn't even give me cup holders. And I had to wait 30 fucking minutes for Burger King coffee because they had to make a pot of coffee, and they forgot about me, and it fucking sucked.
Oh, no.
Okay. And?
One moment.
That was the only part that sucked. You can tell the rest.
Oh, good.
I was going to give you the ratings because I know I have them somewhere.
Yeah, there was like a text document.
The goal was to give me cups of coffee that had no names, no branding, and I had to guess because it was a podcast before that where I said I could probably guess or tell the difference between expensive coffee and not expensive coffee.
We should redo that.
And I tried to rank them based on brand name, and I don't... Did I get any right? I forget. I think I got...
I think you got Starbucks and Dunkin'.
Yeah, like top two right, and then the rest were just...
Yeah, we should redo this and make sure we do it fucking right, because every place you have to get coffee, like, completely differently.
What?
What?
What do you mean?
Oh, we should redo the coffee thing.
But how?
Do it again.
Oh, just do it again? I was like...
Do it again properly, because, like, there were a couple places where I would go get coffee, and it'd be like, like, what do you want in your coffee? And I wouldn't know what to say for every single place because everyone is different.
I wonder if we could do that for other things. Like, could we do cheeseburgers and just cut, like, little squares of the cheeseburger so I can't tell the shape?
Well, the bun might... you have to blindfold yourself because looks might give away more than...
I'll fucking...
That would be easy, I feel like.
If you let me eat cheeseburgers for a podcast, this is a deal.
Well, I mean, we don't really have that many cheeseburger places around here. That wouldn't be very
hard. What are you fucking talking about? No, Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, Five Guys, other places.
Well, that's going to be fucking obvious.
Five Guys is pretty obvious.
I've never had Five Guys, though.
Five Guys versus McDonald's. I'm sure you'll be able to tell the difference.
Steak and Shake.
Get the top of the line
Steak
burger.
And Shake will be obvious, too.
Yeah, probably would.
Now, how would that work? Should we get, like, the dollar burgers or the top of the line?
It would be give me a cheeseburger. Burgers. No, it'd be give me a cheeseburger. Okay. You have to, it'd be like, give me a cheeseburger, and that'd be it.
Yeah, like whatever value menu equivalent.
You know, would be interesting. What? Trying to discern between store brand like Coke and Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I think we did talk about that one.
Oh, that'd like be good after one.
Like multiple store brand, like Walmart, Target.
Yeah,
I don't fucking know. Like,
Target,
Giant Eagle, and all them.
Right.
Sparkle.
John, we're gonna put some fucking
sparkle.
We're gonna put some fucking fluids in you, dude.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh.
We need that's the thing this podcast is missing. More fucking games. That's what we need.
I thought you were going to say more
God,
fluids.
Do you remember the games we used to play?
That too.
We've become so lame.
We played Spyfall.
Oh my God, dude, that was awesome on the podcast. This podcast has turned into remembering
like,
all
really
the stuff that we used to
on.
Make that was good.
Yeah.
This is like a South Park episode. Member berries.
By the way, anyone keeping up with South Park?
I didn't even know it was back.
I am.
Dude,
the third episode's going to be Wednesday.
Right.
All I've been playing is World of Warcraft. That's all I know.
Brian, when you come over to film Hardwired, we'll completely avoid filming and we'll watch South Park. All
right, so that's going to come out Sunday. Great.
It's awesome. It's seriously hilarious.
Remember Chewbacca? It's shockingly good for how long
it really
been
is.
Around.
I love
shockingly
the new,
good.
The new writing is just awesome. It's actually like a story throughout the season.
They did that last season. It's weird.
It's great.
I love it.
It's a great way to do it. That's the way to keep it interesting.
Yeah. Instead of just the same like weird single skits every fucking week.
I think my favorite episodes are. I think my favorite episode might be the World of Warcraft one. It's really good.
Brian, you're such a fucker.
No, you're a fucker. That one was funny.
They actually let him like go into the game.
I mean, I'll watch it from time to time. I don't mind it. I used to watch it a lot more, but problem is I don't really watch very much mainstream TV anymore.
Oh, that's sad. Me either. I make a few exceptions.
I mean, I wouldn't even really consider South Park much mainstream, considering they stream
anymore.
Everything.
Okay, let me
historic
refer.
Maybe.
I don't watch. The only time I'm gonna watch something is if I can like just bring it up instantly, because
South Park, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean the only exception I can't even
you
really
can
say
get
Game
2
of Thrones
weeks free by going.
I can't even say that with Game of Thrones because I watched all six seasons of that basically in 4 weeks. So, and the only time I watched like a live episode was the last one of season six.
Right.
So
I would say for you just kind of pick what you want to watch.
I watch everything.
You really don't have like a set method of what you watch, what you don't watch, except that you just still don't have Netflix.
I can't believe how useful Hulu actually is to me. Like, I use
it's
Hulu a lot.
It's pretty useful.
You.
What do you mean by useful?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I always
what do
had
you
this,
mean?
I always had this this idea in my head about how low on the spectrum Hulu is comparatively.
I remember that.
And... But, like, recently, especially since they introduced the tier where there's you can pay more and then there's no ads.
Right.
That's so great. And they actually have stuff on there that I want to see. Like, South Park's on there. What was that?
It's alive.
It's alive. Live on the podcast, everybody. It has returned from the dead. Oh my God. Someone's going to have a seizure and I'm going to get sued.
What's happening?
My speed light is alive. I fixed it.
Oh.
Oh.
I literally
we didn't know.
I was scraping away the corrosion with an eraser. I put the batteries in here and then I just started shaking it violently and it turned on.
I mean, that's how you fix about anything, right?
Yes, it is.
I think that's how it works.
All right, sorry I ruined the conversation.
All I was saying was Hulu's great.
Oh God. Now I see it in the video.
I still do have a link. It was used to be frontpagetech.net/HuluPlus. That probably doesn't work anymore. But I could get the new link through Hulu, which would give you 2 weeks free instead of 1 week free. So, anyway. By the time this podcast comes out, I will have it fixed for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Hulu was one of the affiliate sponsors. Say what,
we
Brent?
Just have an FPT logo with a construction hat on.
Yeah.
That's
looks
the,
like he's wearing a biscuit.
A biscuit?
Can we have a mascot?
It's called a logo. We have one.
No, like a person, like a.
You
like
want to
a,
be the mascot, Brian?
No. Like we need like an anthropomorphic. Like the logo needs to be a character.
What? Who is what?
What would his name be?
What does the character look like?
Like the logo, probably.
It'll be FP Teeny.
I was thinking like.
FP Teeny Tiny Mascot.
God damn, it's so stupid we have to use it.
Ryan, this is your fault.
We need someone to draw it now.
Steven!
Yep, I let John do it.
FP Teeny Tiny Mascot. We need it.
Like the Michelin Man. But not at all.
Except less like that. I wanted to go ahead, Lucas.
Okay. Well, I was going to bring this up, but it might turn into like a whole long conversation.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I noticed something with YouTube comments on the channel, specifically about one thing. And I normally wouldn't bring it up if it wasn't that big of a deal. But because it's on like three particular shows, that ended up being a big deal for whatever reason. I don't know. People just like to go crazy on news with mobile carriers. When T-Mobile did all their...
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm getting my asshole torn
Carrier 12. I think...
I just cut to Brian and he looked like a fucking lion.
I was yawning. I'm sick. Leave me alone.
Go ahead.
I'm so happy.
Are you trying to apply for the MGM opening?
Does it... Wow, that's so...
Ha! Ha ha! The lion died.
Oh.
Anyway. I think he died a long time ago.
So... Based on, like, okay, so those shows got a lot of views, which I guess, I mean, if it's big news, it's big news, and that's what's going to happen.
He died in February 26, 1952.
Okay. The lion died.
We're late to the party.
Along with Harambe.
Dicks out.
Oh, God, okay. Don't bring that up.
Go ahead.
Let him die.
It's sensitive. He's going to cry.
Okay. So I think a lot of people are confused about the whole perspective that you brought to the table, John. And the only reason I'm bringing it up is because I'm tired of seeing it happen.
Right.
Because people comment on it all the time, even though, like, it's days after things got, like, reconfirmed and redone over, like, three times.
Right.
But answer me this, John. So, like, when this whole thing happened first, when T-Mobile said, oh, we're doing away with the data plan, we're making everything unlimited, when really they kind of weren't. Was your first complaint about the fact that they just weren't doing unlimited or the fact that they were labeling something unlimited when it isn't?
Because
the only reason I ask that is because a lot of people are saying like, well, how do you guys expect them to be like unlimited data? Like there's too many people that use smartphones. It's like, yeah, no crap. I think we know that.
Well, okay. So my issue was, if I remember correctly, because it's been a while, the lack of options and them, like their marketing perspective was, hey, everyone else says you get unlimited, but you don't really get unlimited. So we're going to give you unlimited, but then they don't.
Right.
it was all the small little details and the way they were advertising it was, this is what everyone else does, but they're lying. So we're going to do it this way. And they still fucking lied. So I think that was my perspective at the time.
Right. No, because, yeah, people have been saying, like, you honestly expect them to be, like, truly unlimited? It's like, no.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody really expects that.
That's another issue I'm having is, so I reported on that story. I updated that story throughout that week, I think one or two, three times.
Three times.
Three times.
Three times is a John.
And my fucking problem is that people give me shit every day in those comment sections saying that actually they updated it, actually it's this now, yeah, actually
that,
you're wrong.
That too.
When literally if they look to the right, if they look to the fucking right in the related video section, there's probably the update sitting right there of the episode where I'm trying to explain it to them. If the least thing, the least that they could do is just check the date that I uploaded the video. I hate that they yell at me like I got it wrong when I reported the news and there's updates and they're watching a video from fucking 2 months ago.
John, you're just wrong, man.
Well, I kind of want to throw something in here that's kind of funny. Okay. It's not just you. Like, it's everybody. So you've known that I've been watching Casey Neistat's vlogs and I've been catching up.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched December. He had a giveaway in December and he gave
people are still posting.
Oh,
I would assume.
People are still posting, like, as of today, they're still saying, I want the drone. But if you watch, like, six vlogs later, he announces the winners in January.
Well, people that's too much effort to look six months ahead? Or
like,
6 weeks ahead?
Like,
no.
At the time of the recording, he said he had 357,000 comments. There's now 460,000 comments.
Jesus Christ.
So
crazy.
That's,
well,
ridiculous.
Oh, boy.
People just don't get it. Like, they're stupid.
There's no explanation. There's no other explanation, Jordan, other than they're stupid. That's it.
You're
fucking it. And, okay, so, Brian, we had when we did the LG G3 giveaway, we gave... Okay, let me... Disclaimer, we're not giving a phone away right now.
Post your entries in the comments below.
But there was a time where Brian and I linked up with LG, and we gave away 5 phones. The LG G3, so this was a couple years ago, and holy fuck, there was a lot of problems with that, but one of the biggest ones was that, like...
People are fucking idiots. Sorry,
people are
it's
idiots,
true.
Yeah.
Especially the fans.
only some of them.
Yeah.
So,
we love you for, you're just,
a lot
come
of
on,
people
you know,
did,
you know who you are.
A lot of people did giveaways of that phone. MKBHD, great example. The problem is, when ours launched, MKBHD closed his. So anyone that was searching for his, just, you're not giving one away? These guys are, and we just fall back on us. And nobody from our actual community won a phone. It was all fucking assholes that just came by to win a fucking phone. And congratulations, yeah. It worked.
Yeah, how's the last 2 years been with that phone? Hope it didn't break.
Probably did.
Hope your battery exploded in your fucking bed and burned it down, you fucker. I really don't hope that.
Don't
disclaimer.
Think they reported any problems like that.
Okay, so, my problem currently is fucking unbox therapy. That dude is wrecking my goddamn life.
No, you did it.
Oh, I know.
You made
I know
the joke.
Why.
Okay.
That was all you.
It might have been my joke. I don't know.
You
should
have known.
If it is my joke, Brian, it's even fucking worse.
It's funnier.
It's worse if it's my joke. So... Lou, quotes, supposedly is giving away a fuck ton of phones. iPhones. He's not.
Totally.
It's a fucking lie. It's a ruse. He's
disclaimer.
He's giving away some, yes.
Don't actually know if it's a ruse.
It's a fucking
John assumes.
Ruse. I'll go on record with whatever record exists right here on this little platform and say, it's a goddamn ruse.
Allegedly.
But, it's a Lou Rouge.
Le Rouge.
But because of that, everyone in the goddamn tech community thinks that if you're a tech YouTuber, you got an iPhone to give away.
Well, John, you also...
They're just stocked in your closet, John.
I know. I just
you
have a closet full of
iPhones. You also posted
a
picture of you giving away some deodorant. So.
Okay, so there was a tweet that I had posted that said, and obviously making fun of Lou... Someone like, hey, I'm got like 2 million iPhones to give away. Retweet if you want one. And it was a picture of my deodorant with an Apple logo drawn on it.
That's your fault for indulging them.
But that's not fair. That's obviously not a fucking iPhone, you idiot.
People, but you shouldn't assume.
So I get. I've been getting messages. I wish I could say I've only gotten one.
This is a great few sentences to
me. I wish I could say I've only gotten one. Brian, go ahead. Since you have, do you have the message? Can you look at it?
I remember what it said. This guy was like,
this was the only one. I get these all the goddamn time.
He sent me a message, and the guy just fucking was, he's like, I'm such a good photographer with my iPhone. And he said he get pictures of flowers, and he's like, I would like this color, please.
Yeah, you sent me that one.
Mm. And John, he said, hang on, I found it. Give me one sec.
From
the top. He said, sorry. He's fucking opened up with sorry, first message.
Yeah.
He sent a big pink flower. He said, hey, can I have the iPhone 7 Plus matte black, please? I take amazing photos with Apple.
As if I just have a stock sitting next to me, and I'm just like, iPhone 7 Plus, matte black. Oh, here you go.
You said, dude, what? Do I look like an Apple store? And then the next one. You said, I thought you were doing a giveaway, but are doing a giveaway soon for iPhone 7 Plus? Hey there. Another picture of flowers. I took these photos of my iPad mini. It's like, no, I'm not. Stop sending me pictures of flowers, please, God.
Yep.
Like, people are so fucking stupid.
He just kept going.
Like, you said you weren't, and he just like, are you sure?
It's like, I think told you him are. I'm not giving away phones. He's like, no, man, but seriously, John, I take really good photos.
John, please. Please, next time someone asks, just go with it.
Okay, yeah.
But like, be like, you know what? I didn't put any videos up, but yeah, sure, just for you. Which one you want? I'll send it to you.
Dude, I should put the deodorant in a box. I should get his address and fucking put the deodorant in a box and send it to him.
You should.
Oh my God.
Make sure you take a video of yourself opening it.
I just need that to be very clear. I'm not giving away a goddamn phone.
So, to enter, tweet at @John_Prosser.
Can I has iPhone Plus?
Send him pictures of flowers you took on your iPad mini.
Oh yeah, if the better you are at photography, the better chances you have of getting a phone. So please just message me your complete camera roll.
And we'll get you an LG G3.
Yeah. Fucking fucker was sending me pictures that he took on an iPad. I don't fucking care.
It was a mini. It was like he said mini 2.
I don't mean...
It was an old mini.
I don't mean to come off as a fucking asshole.
No, that guy's a fucking idiot.
Like, everyone... I feel like so many people in the tech community are just so entitled to garbage.
John.
Lucas.
Just breathe. Just breathe.
Lucas, you are
the
light
at
the end of my the end of my tunnel.
And apparently you're attraction to play kazoos too, so I don't know how I feel about that.
How did you know I have a kazoo in my mouth?
You're
a fucking monster.
I just cut to my video and I did have one in my mouth.
John, you're just a fucking monster,
I'm not
that's
a monster,
all.
Man. I do what I gotta do. Anyway,
you're quite
how long has
you're
the podcast been?
Oh, you know,
it's
about
been 54 minutes.
Is that enough? Is that enough?
Oh, is that enough? Miss is that enough? Debate?
I gotta see the debate. I gotta watch Hillary.
We'll just outro now. This is okay. John needs to see the future of America.
To the Twitter stream.
Wait. Real important thing, real quick.
Go ahead.
Wow. We talked about this earlier today.
Important. Everyone, before you fucking stop listening, listen to this. Two things to take away from this. I'm not giving away an iPhone. And also what Lucas is about to say.
Enter at @John_Prosser on Twitter.
Go ahead, Lucas.
So we talked about this, like us individually here earlier today, except we didn't really get Brian's answer because he was probably busy at work or something.
I remember this. Good. I remember. It's good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we've been doing the podcast on Mondays and that has been a lot more convenient for us.
And it's better every time.
And apparently it's better every time. Just don't be surprised in the future if we end up permanently staying on Mondays. I guess that's all we need to get across.
Or we'll mix it up with a Wednesday or something.
And once we start sticking to Mondays, the release schedule changes too. So just heads up.
I was just going to say that because like you get a grand total of like 3 or 4 people watching live. And to everybody else, the day we go live doesn't matter.
Right. Well, hey, they might want to be a sponsor.
So. Well, at least do that plug then, if you're going to do that.
Okay. Hey, so when we fix the site and it's done, become a sponsor so you can watch us live on Mondays, because we're probably going to be doing that.
Woo!
On Mondays.
Either way, the release schedule is about to affect all of y'all and your assholes. So.
Right. So we're going to back it all up.
So if you're listening now, and then next week you're like, oh, where the fuck is the podcast?
Yeah.
Fuck
it's like
you.
Batman Just walked that. Into the room or something.
Jordan's face. Oh, man. Okay.
I love that quick re-auto focus. Thanks, webcam.
Yeah.
Okay, if this was your first time hanging out, you can get the video version. YouTube.com/frontpagetech. Or if you'd just rather listen to us, everywhere podcasts are available. I saw somebody was having trouble finding it. Yes, the regular show is on iTunes and stuff, but the FPT podcast is also everywhere podcasts are available. Just search for it, you'll find it. And that's it. You can follow me on Twitter at John_Prosser. What about you, Lucas?
At Lucas Cyprian.
What about you, Jordan?
At Jordan Zero.
Yep, and Burn.
At Bshoop with 4 O's. I only have 11 followers left until 2000.
Yay! Everybody go follow Brian!
Wow,
that was quick.
Make sure to tune in to Podcast 100 in 2 weeks.
Yep. That's it. Brian's Twitter following jumped up after Hardwired a little bit.
A little bit? Good.
Okay, good. That's it. Fuck, bye, love you, have a good week. Keep your feet in your mouth. What?
Suck your dick.